And fully settle into meditation. I wanted to share some reflections about compassion, practice of compassion. I want to share a story with you from experience of one of my teachers, Ajahn Sucitto. It was quite a few years ago, and I think I was there at this meditation when he had this experience. And for quite a long time, he'd had a pain in his shoulder blade, been nagging him. And so he thought, I'll try some yoga with this pain. He's very good at yoga, so he did some yoga stretches, trying to ease the pain, work with the pain. It worked, it had a little bit of an effect on the pain. Didn't really fix the pain, get rid of the pain. So he thought, I'll try metta, I'll try metta towards his pain. He's a very adept meditator, so he's got full of metta. So he radiated metta and sent metta to this pain. And it had a certain effect on pain, but didn't end the pain. So he is a really adept practitioner. He's a master, really. He charges various other things, practicing with his pain. The same result. Had some effect, but not quite the whole deal. And then there was this evening where we were meditating together, and we used to do these practices where we meditate all night. Actually, at that time we used to do it once a week as a community. And he said, right, I'm going to sit with this pain, I'm not going to move, and I'm going to sit for 5 hours. I'm going to face this pain down. That will do it. So as he's sitting, the pain is throbbing, sort of gnawing. And after about 2.5 hours, he says to himself, why did I say 5 hours? And actually, after I think maybe 3 or 4 hours, he actually had to give up. Couldn't do it. I think he's someone who's not used to not being able to do it, and couldn't do it. He sits at the front of the hall because he's the lead monk, and I see him get up, walk to the back of the hall, sit on a chair. He's feeling defeated. The pain is throbbing, nagging. And as he's sitting with it, as he's sitting there just feeling dejected, he hears this sound. Somewhere there's a sound coming, and it's a sort of whining, slightly almost a sorrowful whining sound. As he listens to this sound, this image comes into his mind. This image of a dog. This dog is in front of him. And it's a dog that's been really neglected. Kind of mongrel, shabby, mangy dog. It's like this sound of me going, no. Is he trying to describe? It's like, no, no. So this dog. He looked into the dog's eyes, and it was as if the dog was saying to him, how much longer are you going to treat me this way? And at that moment his heart opened and he realized all of those practices. Seemed like really good ideas and wholesome and good things to do. Underlying them had been, I want this to go away. I'm actually doing this to get rid of this experience. And in that moment his heart went out to this dog. He just realized how he hadn't been listening, really listening. He'd been doing, he'd been applying what he knew in terms of the strategies and skills. But the intention behind it had been, I'm in control, I'm the agent, I'm going to make this the way I want it to be. And in that moment, his heart, as his heart opened to this dog, what he described was this dog actually changed from this mangy, neglected dog to Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo came in, and he was dancing. Scooby-Doo was dancing, and Arjun Sachito started to dance with Scooby-Doo. And what he experienced was, in that moment, that the pain went away. And then he said, when he gave his talk, he said to the group, and I bet you're thinking now, so that's how you do it. So that's how you do it. So it's like we have this dilemma, because there's a truth to what we've learned and what we've understood about how our mind works and responds. But then it's like we lean and rest into that learned knowledge and we forget to just really check right now. I know this, but where is it coming from? Is it coming from a movement to fix? Is it really, or can it really just open a little more to what I don't yet know about what's here? And also when we're opening to what's here, our mind naturally gravitates to whatever has the strongest pull on our attention. Sometimes that's a pleasurable feeling. Quite often it will be the place where there's disturbance or discomfort or pain. You just really be curious about that pull and what's in that pull. Is it, I don't want this. And really allow that as well. This don't want the pain is a... When we know that, we're not acting on it in the same way. We're including it. Sort of settling into connection in the moment. It can seem like the unpleasant feeling and the pull towards it is the filling the screen. Takes our attention. So we just really like something, just a suggestion of slightly opening out the attention and the awareness or the receptivity. And you're really with that feeling and a place in your body, like your legs, the sounds, your hands, that isn't suffering. Both are true right now. Both are reality in this moment. Start to feel and connect with a place that feels safe to land and easing to be with. As we're fully with a place of unease or distraction, contraction. So we'll sit silently together for half an hour.
hold of me actually meet this in my walking. It's kind of weighing on maybe this is really interesting. It's quite fun actually, you know, walking like this. Really boring walking slowly. And maybe after a little while, it's a bit hard work actually. Is it still meeting what's actually happening? Because no feelings arise, and of course they know. You can see why they're there for a long time, but sooner or later they will change as well. Particularly when we meet, we sort of see, acknowledge, and we're with what has arisen. We're not obstructing it, we're not getting in the way, not pushing it away. It will follow its own trajectory. It comes and it'll leave in its own time when it's ready. And sometimes it's quite surprising how even strong feelings and they can come up. And if we're not really getting in the way of it, we're acknowledging, not pretending it's not happening either, we acknowledge it. Ah, okay. I spoke yesterday, I said to them, these babies when there's a lot of grief coming up when they're walking. I said, ah, okay. Oh, where are these tears coming from? Okay, it's fine. And how does that? It's not okay. Then my head just sort of drop a little bit, and you just feel the sense of grief as I'm walking. I'm still walking, so I still feel my feet, and see what's the speed it feels like I want to walk at, which reflects how I'm feeling. And sometimes just doing that for a little while, thinking that something needs to change, somehow. Grief doesn't feel quite so sad. The anger doesn't seem quite so strong. So then we can match that in the walking. Maybe I don't need to march up and down, really stomp my feet. And put my elbows out. And then the whole, gradually we start to soften. And it's not a demand that I have to soften. It's like, this is how, actually, this is subsiding. And we just match that. And then subside. And then it's quite pleasant to just walk up and down, listening to the crows making an awful racket. Feeling the sun on my skin, the wind, it's cold, it's all right. Something like that. So whatever the mood is, I'm bored. I get really bored with walking sometimes. So I've got all sorts of little tricks and things I do to just bring in something else. I'm bored. Okay. Maybe I walk like this, I'm bored. I'm just feel like I just wondered if, you know, not slept so much, I just wondered, feeling stand up a bit straighter and just walk with a little, you know, just a little bit more energy. It's alright, yeah, you know. I was thinking there's lots of things around here, but actually I'm more interested in, oh, this mood has started to shift, that's really interesting. Isn't this interesting? Just through paying a sort of steady, gentle, kind attention, not demanding it goes away, and not getting lost in it either, but just sort of meeting and touching it, being with it, walking with or alongside that. So you were walking with someone who was feeling that, and you're walking with someone who's angry, and you're just happy to walk up and down with them to match their pace. As long as they're angry, as long as they need to do this, I just meant that. Yeah. You just walk with your friend. Until they get down and say, should we go and have a cup of tea? I'm over there. It's just a suggestion. So, do we need to know? Right.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.